So my initial thought is that if we adopted anything, it would just say they had to comply with the state regulations, which would be this whole book, depending on which facility they proposed, and then define our distance limitations, which I had in as the distance limitations in section 2.3 shall be measured in a straight line from the main public entrance of the medical marijuana business premises to the property line of the school, daycare, or church. But then I was approached and asked even why we're adopting this if it just mirrors the states, and that got me thinking today that, well, actually, why are we unless we're wanting to really define.
How is it, it's been a while since we got into it, but we put the 1,000-foot setback on the same thing on adult stores in this county. And do we have any, I apologize for forgetting, but it was 1,000-foot, and I didn't know whether it had been further defined or not. I thought maybe it might be we'd have the same thing on both of them. If you wanted to make it a county. I know I said at the time, just ban them. Don't even let them be here. But
they're actually 2,000 feet.
Infringing on somebody's rights.
So how that reads, Dave, in your special use section 4.1, adult entertainment business, the proposed use shall not serve alcoholic beverages or be located closer than 2,000 feet to any establishment that sells alcoholic beverages, either sold, consumed, or set up.
Oh, okay.
By the drink or through package, and then it shall not be located any closer than 3,000 feet from any church, school, public building, existing residential structure, or establishment which caters specifically to children. And then no closer than 2,000 feet, but it doesn't define whether they mean property
line. How they
line.
Measure, yeah. Okay.
So that's kind of a new.
So Scott, area. While you're, what the discussion point is, just, really accept what the state approves. As for the
any applicant that would come in for a medical marijuana use would have to go through Division 3 until we changed our code, and then we'll have to find a home for it, such as maybe pharmacies or manufacturing, depending on what use they wanted. But right now, they'd still have to get the Division 3 approval, which they would have to show they met all the state requirements. And I don't know how you could deny one if they met all the state because of the way that amendment's written. But so they would still have all the requirements of needing a Division II permit for any building.
We can be more restrictive, but not less restrictive.
You can't be more restrictive. You
can't be more?
No. Can't be more. The way that amendment's written.
Oh.
So then we wouldn't have an appendix.
No, we wouldn't have any appendix S. If somebody wanted that use, it'd just be like a bowling alley or shopping center or just any, they'd have specific guidelines in their decision of record they'd have to meet.
And one of those would be the state requirements.
Correct. They'd have to meet the state requirements.
That seems to make a lot of sense.
Okay. So then the next step would be, would it come back to us to make any kind of motion, or since it's a no appendix addition, really,
if you decide that you want to just go with the state, then you just forego the public hearing. You can still do the public hearing because it is tonight, and if there's any public comment, and then make a decision and not even vote on it, just not.
Did anyone show up tonight to speak for or against or ask questions about that? No? Okay.
It sounds to me like we'll just leave it to the state. Let them get the heat from it.
Because that measurement deal could get into a kind of a sticky deal.
A bit of a pile of crow flies going to be measured by the streets, sidewalks or whatever.
Yep, sidewalks.
Okay, well, let's move on from that one to under communications. We had discussion of traditional zoning amendment concerning nightly rental that you were going to give an update on.
couple of things. First, I want to go through some designations that we had for our traditional zoning, which was the R1, R2, R3, NR1, NR2, or NR3. So I've redefined these. I haven't brought these to the county commission. I have sent it to them. Bob did the original traditional zoning that we've been working on. NR1 and NR3 was nightly rental, single family home, multifamily. So I've changed the NR definition that he had to actually RR, which is rural residential, and it has to do with lot size. So RR1 would be proposed as a district that's intended for detached single family dwelling units on lots larger than 2 acres in size. We do have an AR, which is bigger agricultural type. So then RR3 is the same except for low-rise residential, 2 or more families on lots larger than 2 acres. So then you have your standard, and those used to have sewer or septic attached to them, if you remember. So I've taken that out. R1, R2, R3 were all residential lots that had sewer, but I've taken those out and gone down to lots that are 2 acres or less at a density not to exceed 1 dwelling unit per approved lot for R1. R2 is 1 and 2 families on lots 2 acres or less. And, of course, R3 is residential development, resident buildings, 2 or more family on lots 2 acres or less. So smaller lots. Then your NR1 and NR3 is like the Branson Canyon, Chateau at the Lake. Those are big projects, the one that came through tonight. They need some sort of, they don't fit any of the R, because all the R1, R3, R2 right now require a conditional use permit in the traditional zoning amendment we're looking at. So NR1 and NR3 are these big projects that have these Division 3 permits that carry with the land. Whisper Cove, I think was the name of it that just came through. That's a big parcel that has nightly rental approved for the whole project. So they would be NR3 designated on the map. They don't have to come through for a conditional use permit. So then I gave you a study of the last 2.5 years of you guys' approvals and denials, taking out the big projects. And I took Branson Creek out because it was 20-some all at one time that would not really give us the results we were looking at. But I just gave you the overall applications in 17, 18, and so far in 19. Of course, our approval rate. But what I didn't realize is that early on in 17 and 18, the single-family homes that were coming through were all on lots that were greater than a half acre. And then the rentals that are coming through here recently are on smaller than a half acre, and they're having a harder time being approved. So, indications from some of you and the county commission has been that we'd like to have an area in the county that maybe we could put in our traditional zoning with some kind of definition that they could not apply for the conditional use permit. It would not be allowed in X. Which you're going to have R1 lots that will be bigger than half acre, but you'll have R1 lots that could be smaller than half acre. Your RRs won't because they're 2 acres or larger. But so just thoughts, stuff to take back to the county commission. It's in our court with them now that we're reviewing this. That'd be something that you think might work. I can continue to work on it. Or do you have thoughts on, I've talked to you before about that line in the sand that we could try to find a place to just say no nightly rentals are allowed. Do we go to a percentage of lots that size in a subdivision, or do we just go per lot, which would be a little bit difficult some of them in one subdivision might be able to do it, but others in the subdivision not. That might be a dilemma.
It's hard to do with a traditional zoning plan. Very difficult.
I like the concept of a half acre or less that, you know, would be defined. That,
right.
Yeah, I like that too.
So then what would happen the way the code's written, any non-conforming use that has that approval now, when it went away and they didn't do it for a year, which is defined, or they sold it, that non-conforming use would go away. So it's grandfathered in until something changes. So that you can't change the ones that are already in that situation, but the code takes care of that for future.
And the special use permits, they will at some point.
Oh, yeah. They'll sell and change hands.
Actually faster than you think they would.
Right.
They will go away.
So if the planning commission's all right, I can move forward with meeting with the county commission because we've made enough revisions. Of course, any revision, it's got to come back to you for another public hearing. And then once you guys look at it all and approve it to be sent back to the county commission, they would do the final approval. Public hearing with the planning commission and a public hearing with the county commission. So there's two public hearings to come.
This may be off basis a little bit, but I'm still concerned about the deal where somebody has an acreage and they want to deed off an acre or 5 acres or something to a friend or somebody in the family. And before it was set up that we would get into a minor subdivision and all this and that. Is there some other plan in place or is there any thoughts being made to address that problem?
That actually works better than trying to deed. They have to survey it anyway.
Yeah.
So you have a 20-acre parent parcel, mm-hmm. and I get 3 or 4 of these a week, so it's working pretty good.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I want to give my son 2 acres because I'm on septic. That's the smallest amount I can give him.
Yeah.
So I've got the survey. There's very little paperwork on that big plat that's done that I review that turns it into lot one and leaves the parent parcel as it is. So now the legal description is not so many feet from so many at such an angle. It's not meets and bounds. It is lot one of Stewart Estates. Dave Stewart Estates.
That's me.
Yep. But anyway, you name it, and that turns into the legal description, and that's how it's sold. That's when I would sell it to my son or you. I would just sell him lot one.
But that's been a problem.
And you can do up to 6 lots where I administratively approve that. So
I like that plan.
Yeah, it's pretty simple.
Where we keep it simple.
Yeah.
It has
now, if it's more than 10 acres that you want to give, you don't have to come. You can do it in meets and bounds. So.
Okay, you answered my question.
Yeah.
Thank you.
But we've been getting a lot of those.
Mm-hmm. Any other feedback for Scott or no?
Okay.
I'd say move forward with that then.
We will.
Any old or new business?
Not that I have.
Anyone entertain a motion to adjourn?
I would.
Got a motion?
I'll second.
Second. All those in favor? Aye.
Aye.